Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com. Bob Kessler, what do you have today?
Well, earlier we reported that the restaurant Smith in the West Loop was awarded the best restaurant in North America.
Wow.
Which is, there were 50 of these restaurants were included on this list. But Smith is the only one from Chicago that is on the list.
They were one of our first Foodie Friday guests.
And they, it sounds like, I mean, they've had Michelin stars now for a number of years, which already is a bigger distinction. And actually, the New York Times wrote about this particular list that, so Michelin stars, the people who vote on that, they show up anonymously to restaurants and pay for the meals. But the people on this other list sometimes use their food journalism connections.
To get free food?
Yeah, so that's not to take anything away from Smith, but or any of the other restaurants on there. But it was the only place in Chicago to get voted, which I thought was a bit surprising.
Yeah,
Chicago
because is, we have some is,
yeah,
fabulous
we have so much. We're on par. New York on the list had 13.
Oh, my gosh.
Los Angeles, 5. New Orleans had 3. The rest were Washington, Atlanta, San Francisco. There was a place in Collingwood, Ontario called The Pine. It's a Chinese restaurant, and it was on the list. In Collingwood, Ontario is a little town about 90 miles north of Toronto.
Hmm.
But most of the other places were large cities in the U.S. and some in Canada. What I'm also wondering is about tasting menu seems to be the recurring theme of all of these places.
Oh, yeah.
Which I both like and don't like, because times I've gone to a tasting menu, I don't remember what I had.
I went to Kasama. It was a very special night for my goddaughter and I. Very expensive. But it was 14 courses.
14, yeah.
Now, they're bites. They're little, but I realized I can't do that. That doesn't work well for me.
Yeah, Everest was a place in Chicago that used to be on the top of all the lists in the 90s and early 2000s. And we were taken there by a very generous boss from a different radio station. And not that our bosses aren't generous here, but I remember all these little dishes. Some of them just fit on a spoon.
Right, right. Yeah.
So there's your taste.
Yeah.
But it was still pretty great. So, but congratulations to Smith. And I think we should do a show outing there.
Well, yes, let's go. You know, and I'm telling you what, those people that we just interviewed, if you go to that website, did you look at it, Kevin? Did you go to that website?
I've got to check it out. It sounds awesome.
Just pull it up right now. BeaumontsChicago.com, BEAUMONTS, Chicago.com. And Kevin, I'm telling you what, Bob, Mary, this is our kind of joint.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
isn't that
I
cool?
like it. Yeah.
I know.
So pretty.
I looked at the website and I'm like, holy smokes, this looks like a fun place.
It looks like Cheers.
Yeah. That bar was a 4 a.m. bar. That's what it was. Beaumont's.
$39 for steak free. That's a pretty good deal these days.
That's what I
good.
Thought,
well,
too.
Do you know what they charge over at Smith?
Oh, it's a lot.
The cheaper of the two tasting menu options is $420.
Yeah, that's probably without booze, right?
Per person.
Without the wine pairing.
But also, Charlie Trotter's, right? That was a famous tasting menu place.
Yeah.
It was a different menu every night. It was in that same range, I want to say. So it's not like the super exclusive foodie prices have gone up that much.
And that was, what, 15, 20 years ago, at least.
And it's almost like the ultra-expensive spots are popping up even more, which is kind of crazy. But, like, I think it was Chicago Magazine, or one of them had a story about, like, private clubs becoming more popular in Chicago. I know there's one, one Chicago on top there. It's like this private steakhouse that you got to pay to get into, and those are popping up too. So people with the cheddar are going to spend
that's
the cheddar
right.
Yeah.
to get more cheddar.
Well,
to eat
I
the
want
cheddar.
A Hemingway daiquiri.
I told you. I was talking to that guy as I'm
looking at the cocktails.
I'm like, yeah, we've got to go there.
Yeah.
What's your story, Kevin?
So this was announced this week, which I think is very cool. You know, Northwestern's new football stadium is opening this upcoming fall. They're going to play a couple of the home games on the lakefront, that temporary stadium, which I think is it's starting to feel like that's not so temporary anymore. They're hosting some big stuff there. They had the lacrosse women's Final Four as well. But they announced that at the new stadium, they're going to have a high school football game. New Trier is taking on Evanston at the new Ryan Field on October 16th, which I looked up my tweet from September 29th of 2021 when this was just about when the Bears had purchased, and I realize I'm a little biased here. This is my neck of the woods. I went to Hersey in Arlington Heights down the street from the Arlington property. I said, if the Bears do move to Arlington Heights, I think Hersey and St. Vider should play there each year to kick off the high school football season. Again, a little biased, but Hersey-Vider used to be a massive rivalry. I mean, there's the Catholic school and Hersey there. Yeah. A lot of people know each other. And I think it's really cool they're doing that in Evanston. I think if the Bears do end up in Arlington or wherever they end up, they should be more involved with youth football. Like, have even peewee football at the stadium, high school football. I think they should absolutely be involved in that, you know, considering what the founder meant to football and all of that. So I hope, and who knows, we could have big-time Bears stadium news this weekend, although we've kind of been saying this now for a long time. Maybe they do get this bill done over the weekend. I think it would be great if the Bears had high school football at their new stadium.
I love that Maria Pappas is going around town going, they're not going to Hammond.
She's
who are
going
you
to the
kidding?
Sports radio station. She's yeah. going everywhere
You know,
week.
It stinks down there. That's what she kept saying. They're not putting any Bears stadium down there. That woman makes me laugh. And is Robbie Gold still the...
He's still with Vider. Still, yeah.
Wow, that's cool. To have a former Chicago Bear, one as successful as Robbie Gold to, you know, be your coach, that's cool.
Yeah, and they're finally building a football stadium at St. Vider.
Oh.
Which Vider football team's always had to travel even for home games.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, hit that iconic open.
Now it's time for What's With. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
I love my little opening. So what is with, I've noticed this week, I've talked to a few people, some friends, family that are going through job interviews. What is with the multiple job interviews? You can't just go in, you fill out an application, you know, you meet with a guy, one person, guy, get one, whoever, and you got the job. Now you go. You have to fill out the application. Then you have an interview with on a phone interview. Then you have a Zoom interview. Then you have an interview with like four or five people. Then you have to wait like 3 months before you find out anything. Then you have an interview with HR. I mean, it goes on forever. And I have, honest to goodness, I have talked to three or four people this week that are going through this right now. What is the deal with that?
It is frustrating. And then a certain amount of you are not going to get the job.
Right?
And you've been invested for a couple months. You've bought the outfits for the interviews. You've done the work. And then you don't even find out why you didn't get the job.
And it's not just high-paying corporate jobs.
Yeah.
It is like just, you know, minimum wage jobs sometimes. And it's just aggravating to these people. I feel so bad. Some are even left waiting, you know, like I said, I know a guy who has been waiting since March to find out.
Wow.
And he's been led and led and led per interview, like five interviews. I think he said he was going on his fifth interview. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
There's got to be a reason.
Now with all the technology, they know everything about you before you even get there.
And then, you know, you got to get fingerprinted and everything else and, you know, go through all these checks. So I don't know if anybody has any solutions or why this is happening.
My close friend just went through a round of interviews to become a teacher at Niles North. It was three interviews, and then he got to meet the principal, and then he had to wait another week to go through all the HR stuff, and then he met HR in person and finally signed the papers.
Oh my gosh.
And then they do a credit background check on you too.
Oh yeah,
you
got that, and the fingerprinting, especially in education.
And in education it should be, but you know, I mean, when you're getting a credit check to do a retail job, I don't know. I'm thinking if you're out of work, maybe your credit isn't that great. That's why you're looking for a job.
And they know everything about you, and they can't ask anything that they know about you, but they have. They've checked your social media. They've gone on
They do credit checks now for job applications?
Yes, they do.
It's crazy.
Man.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Are you laughing? You knew that, didn't you, Kevin?
I did not know that. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. And look, are you on WGN TV this weekend or it's next weekend?
Sunday nights and also next weekend, yes.
Okay. Sunday night. I think you got you got your haircut again today.
I did.
You?
I'm getting more haircuts these days. Yeah, and I got to stay fresh.
Careful.
Do you have your own makeup room now? Like a drawer that Dave Bennett used to have a drawer.
Yeah, I know Dave. Well, you know, they have all the drawers with the names on them. I have no clue what I'm doing in the makeup department, Mary. So I just, you know, I go out there. I'm all natural.
Powder. Bam.